Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival. This year, Fred Film Radio is the official online radio station of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the director and actor of São Jorge. São Jorge. I'm joined by director Marco Martins and actor Nuno Lopez. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, the question that I want to ask you is, I was told that you guys collaborated on this film quite actively. Tell us a little bit about your collaboration.
Yeah, we collaborated before. We met in my first film, it was called Alice. And since then, we have been working together, doing plays and in other projects. And this is our second film together. And the first idea of the film came from Nuno. He wanted to do a film about boxing, which I didn't find so interesting. But since I didn't have other projects, I started to investigate about boxing. And we did it that together, and with other writers, so we started an investigation about boxing clubs and who was those guys who do boxing, non-professional, because in Portugal there is no professional boxing, all no professional, and we had this cliche that all of them, you know, are big guys and work, you know, as security guards or private security or something like that. And we found out that some of them were debt collectors. They were collecting debts in some companies that in the period of the crisis, in the middle, this was like 2011, 2012. So it was the peak of the crisis, and some of them were debt collectors, and that I find really interesting. And I started developing the script from there.
Yeah. Then about that time, we found out that we had a movie to tell, because it's the story of a man who has a lot of debts, and to fight them, he has to become a debt collector. And that was the point, I think, that both of us, we realized, okay, there's a movie here, and this is a good metaphor to talk about the crisis and the austerity in Portugal at that time.
And the character that you play has a very, very strong personality. Now, how do you get into a character like that?
Well, all the research, we did it together, and we wanted to talk about this character that is almost in hell, in this place where, because most, there was a thing that we heard a lot in the crisis years, it was that we were living with more money that we than we could have at that time, and it was not true, because in those kinds of neighborhoods and in those kind of town and in the suburbs of Lisbon, people live really hard lives, and we wanted to talk about that. And how can an honest man with a family and with the desire to have a family can survive in a place like that, and especially in a moment like we were passing during the crisis. And also there was this good metaphor because Europe was collecting, Brussels were collecting our debts at the time. So it was and we wanted to talk about that also, and how can an honest man and a guy with morals in the end survive in a place like this, in a time like this?
Yeah, we mentioned it before the interview. This guy seems to be the only moral person in a town that seems to have forgotten about morality. And because this film takes inspiration from something that really happened, realism is very important in this film. How did you try to achieve that in the style of the film itself, of São Jorge?
Yeah, it all starts from research, because it was like a very poor communities, like it's like we're talking about the the people who are unemployed or who lives on social security. So people who live with less than 500 euros a month. So and that's something that we didn't see that much in the news. Well, the film is about that people, you know, basically. So we start, you know, going to those neighborhoods, talking to those people, because there was not something that I could talk without research and everything. For me, it was my first film about these people. So it was a big research. And as the research was developing, I started to understand that I really want those people in the film. So I didn't want like actors to play most of them. Yeah. So
very interesting, and they were good in that film.
Yeah, they were doing it was the same kind of conversation we had, you know. So it's the same.
It's not scripted at all. Most of it is improvisation.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you like working with improvisation?
Yeah, a lot. My work as an actor in the film. The big difficulty was to seem like one of them, you know, and that was part of the work and the preparation to be with them, to spend like 2 years in boxing clubs and spending a lot of time with them in the neighborhoods. But I think the most important thing for us was not to impose a speech to those people, you know, not to give them lines to say. But actually, most of the lines they would say we could never written.
It's impossible to write that because it's so political and so that is very personal. You know. So in fact, that's what we heard in the neighborhood. Yeah. So when they say, I don't know, like most of the people, where should I go to work? Because I mean, if I go to work, I win like 400 euros. And if I have social security, I have, you know, 350 or 500. Yeah. That's something I could not write. Yeah. It's something that they say by themselves, you know. They're talking about their life.
The great thing about it is that even though it is set in a specific place, it also, even this too, the realism and the improvised lines, makes it very universal as well, which I think works wonderfully for the film. Unfortunately, I believe that's all the time that we have left, but it was a real great pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.